It has two horns. Listen to it carefully. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. Now the two horns represents...
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's rising. And we do confess our need for you this hour and all the time. So help us, Lord. Help our infirmities. Do perfect that which concerns us. I would speak as the oracles of God, words of faith to minister grace, to edify the body, to glorify thee. We are thine, O God. We are your children, and we love you because you loved us first. So help us now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. So in everything, we are to put God in the knowledge and receive instruction. Don't taunt these people. Don't let them taunt you. Just leave them alone. Don't put add no fuel to the fire. Okay, Brother James? Don't do that. Leave them alone. Leave them alone, Brother Jesse. Don't try to instruct them. I hope you're not trying to do that. They were trying to forgive you for something.
I haven't done anything. I don't promise.
Yeah, leave them alone. You know, you just receive instruction. If you can hear, if you can discern, you can say, this is not for edification, and just leave it alone. And she didn't come in here to edify anybody. She didn't come in here to testify Jesus Christ. You leave that stuff alone. And you aren't going to tell them anything. All right, brother. That's the right thing to do. I noticed yesterday I was walking and Gail trying to make faces at me. I ignore her. I won't let her taunt me. Hallelujah. My eyes are on the kingdom. Her or anybody else. I told you there's many distractions. Yeah, that's all the devil is about. Distraction. Distraction, deception. Don't be deceived. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I guess we're doing something, huh? Hallelujah. Huh? The Lord's doing something, you know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I guess I found out they listen, huh? I didn't ask, but God told me. How about that? Whatever I need to know, I believe he'll tell me. But, you know, some folk won't be satisfied, you know, even if I read the whole Bible. I don't always read all the scriptures. I don't. But, you know, you pick out, I could read them all. I don't have any problem with it. But I minister as God give the ability. Sure. But, you know, you can always point out a scripture that I didn't read because I'm not going to read the whole Bible every time. We're going to read them according as to the message being presented and the emphasis put on it. You understand? It's like when... Brother Stair always preached about that the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. That he stopped in a certain place. You understand? Even if I read the whole Bible, Satan would not be satisfied. So I'm out to please God, not man. But this lets us know that we're in the spiritual warfare and no time to lollygag. So don't taunt them, brother. Yeah, don't let them taunt you. Ignore them. Leave them alone. You would think we were doing something antichrist up here, gathering together, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
Amen.
You would think we were doing something against God, huh? You know, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. So they listened, so that tells you something. How about, there may be some here like that. You understand that? Nevertheless, I'm going to yield my members, servants to God. You know, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. He that wants to hear to catch me in my words, have you do what you want to do. But you would think, you know, someone hearing the word of God would just hear the life in it and say, my God, that's good. But everybody don't hear the same thing, you know. There are some that say, Brother Rice, I'm glad you're there. You're really a strength to me.
Yes.
Others don't say anything at all. And others say, well, you know, he's out of his place. Some say, well, I'm glad God's keeping you in your place. Others say, well, you're not in your place. Some say, well, you expound well concerning the things that Brother Stair said. Some say it like that. Others say, well, you don't speak what Brother Stair speak. See how people hear? Hallelujah. Of course, Brother Stair, he's the point of contention, or what people use for the point of contention. We always bring that up because that's what her contention is. We aren't doing right by Brother Stair. We aren't following in the way that he led us. Y'all know that, huh? Well, there might be folk right in here like that. See what I mean? And we should be endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Now, how do you war good warfare? Well, first of all, you submit. Again, I turned on the radio. I heard a man talking about submitting to the righteousness of God. So no need for me to talk about it, right? That's not how I do it. He talk about it, then I talk about it. Isn't that the way you would have it? Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, first thing I heard, he said, well, you just don't want to submit to the righteousness of God. You know that's the only righteousness, don't you? That's why he gave us here, so we could be right. There's no other way. Yeah, you know, Dave's right and my right ain't right. So he gave us his righteousness, so we can be justified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But I heard him talking about lust. You know, that we always look at that sexually. But he talked about the lust for position, the lust for power, the lust for getting your own way. I heard him. See how I expound on these things? You ought to rejoice. Gail ought to rejoice. She ought to say, yeah, he's talking just like the prophet and expounding on the same things he expounded on. That is what was on the broadcast. Y'all don't want us to turn it off, do you? Anybody wants to turn the broadcast off, raise your hand. All right. I'm going to check you out then, you know. Hallelujah. Because you say that and then you act otherwise. That's what perturbs me. That's why I lament. We all listen to the broadcast. We all say we love Brother Stair. We all say he's the messenger. And then we all don't act right.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Amen, brother. Yeah, we're going to listen to the broadcast. You won't have a problem with me talking. But some do. Can you make a discernment on that? Can anybody make a judgment concerning that? Hello? Yeah, it's just foolish for us to turn the radio on and say, we believe this, and then if somebody speak it, we don't believe it. If we, you know, rejoice in it so much, then when I speak it, we should rejoice even the more. That's not how it goes, though. Why would we turn our radios on and hear him talking about submitting to the righteousness of God, and we don't want to hear anybody else talking about the righteousness of God? You know, submitting to the righteousness of God, because God is right. The Bible said that the love of money is the root of all evil. That's the root. Not just pesos or dollars or euros, but power, position, having your own way. Root of all evil. Of course, money makes a good medium to manifest, you know, where your heart is. You watch what the man do with the money. Watch what him do with the power or authority. That'll tell you. And we see what goes on here, don't we? I'm not going to talk about it. Oh, I'm not going to say anything, Pastor Rice. You're getting in deep water. Yeah, I am. But you were in a war, and you better get in the deep water, too. Get off the fence. Get on the Lord's side. If the Lord be God, then serve him. We all can discern the faithful use of position. Yeah, we can. I can. The faithful use of influence. I can. Yeah. The faithful use of money and property. I can discern. And when you don't use it right, it discerns something about you. It's a revelation or a manifestation. And whatever God gives you, what you do with it, that tells a story. Some of us act like we don't even want what God gives us. We don't want the tabernacle. We don't want the fellowship with the saints. We don't want to come to the dining hall. You see what I'm saying? This is a bunch of foolishness. And then we say, well, you know, Brother Stair, that's so sickening. Don't y'all hear me?
Yes, brother.
That is so sickening.
Yes.
God gave us this place. Use Brother Stair to give it to us. Not for division, but for unification. Well, people that's really looking for Jesus, not just seeking their own. Everybody that say Jesus is coming is not looking for Jesus. They're seeking their own. If we're all looking for Jesus, guess what? We won't be divided. Hello. But some are looking at their positions. And we have position, but we don't want that position. Because there's some other position we want. God has given everybody a position. He's placed every member in the body according to his own will. According to his own pleasure. Y'all aren't pleased where God put you? If you are, you won't be striving. You won't be conniving. You understand? If you say, God put me here, then you'll just walk in your calling and shut up. And stop saying, Brother Kurt's getting in my way. That can't be. That was nobody that could set John down. God called him and sent him. Y'all hear me talking? John didn't go around striving. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I'm the prophet. No, come on, saints. Y'all don't hear me. If you have faith to believe it, then you won't have to connive. You won't have to strive and defraud. Huh? Yeah, man's gift will make room for it. No? Hallelujah. Then why all this striving? Come on. Tell me. You know how we do it. Brother Stair gave me this charge. We are not very faithful in it. We're using it for our own glory. Yeah. If Brother Stair or God gave you anything, it should bring about some humility. And it should cause you to realize that you are a steward and it's to serve the body as a whole. Brother Stair didn't give you a calling to hold a leverage or hold somebody in hostage. Hello. That's not why God gives us stuff so we could, you know, lord over our brother. That's not why God gives gifts. That's not why Brother Stair gave anybody any charge so we could lord over folk. I heard him say, you guys are in charge of nobody. Y'all, well, I didn't hear that. I know. I believe you didn't hear. And I believe you probably don't know what it means. We don't know what submitting ourselves one to another means. We don't know submitting, period. We don't have a good understanding of. We want to hold the reins and be in charge. I know Jesus is coming, but let me dictate all how he's going to come. Well, you're not going to do it. You hadn't done it so far. If God gave all that stuff to you, you guys would leave us behind. And God ain't going to leave us behind. So I'm not concerned. You're not going to hold God's people hostage. We're prisoners, but we're prisoners of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can y'all rejoice in here this morning? Hallelujah. Yeah, we're in a captivity. Hallelujah. We don't want to break out of this captivity.
Thank you.
I remember when Bruner came up to higher ground, you know, he had his little notes and things. That's one of the things he said. We're in a captivity. But he meant that Brother Stair was holding us hostage. You know that, don't you? He didn't only go to higher ground. He went up to Canada. Went all the way around, came back over North Dakota. He made a circuit. He wasn't saying, listen to the prophet. No, he wasn't. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Yeah, I can discern that spirit. That spirit ain't gone. You know, Bruno might be gone, but that booger is still here. What are you going to do, bro? I'm going to fight a good fight. I'm going to lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I heard the man of God talking about lust for power, lust for position, lust for having your own way. We can all identify with that. Lust for having our own way? Yes, yes. See, we ought to say, Lord, help me. That keeps us from working together. You know, this is the way I do it. We got to have it my way. And come on. Very much. Yeah, too much of that. Any of that is too much. What we need to do is say, how can we find a way of peace here? We know that God always has a way of peace. No matter what we're doing. We're canning apples or grinding pears or crushing pears. Whatever we're doing. Huh? That's a way of peace. Endeavoring to keep. That's what we need to look for. Huh? Even in this looking for Jesus. You know, we all claim that we're doing it, but we don't want to do it in the way of peace. We want to say, well, you know, I have more understanding than you, and I have more authority than you, and I have got more of this than you, and you get under my feet. We can't wait for Jesus like that. So some are just satisfied not to wait. If I can't do it like this, I don't want to wait for Jesus. That's what the deeds say. You know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You all here to wait for Jesus?
Yes.
Hmm? You know it's a patient waiting. You know that great trial of our faith. And that there's an adversary trying to wear out our patience. Y'all understand that? Yeah. Why? Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Is that true in 1988, or when did that become true? It's always been the truth. You understand the world? Word's eternal. God's time is not our time. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. We try to conform God to our thoughts and ways. We can't do it. He won't fit in there. He's not going to fit into our carnal realm of how he's coming and what we're going through. We'll just have to go through it. If we had all the answers, we wouldn't need any faith. And the just shall live by faith. You all know if we had known all of this when God called us, we would have turned him down. Y'all know that, don't you? God knows it too. That's why, huh? Step by step. Sure. I'm sure you wouldn't have said, no, I don't want to go that way, God. Huh? Come on. Well, we're already in it now, so. And the wisdom of God is, since we put our hand to the plow, we can't look back. But of course, now he's shown himself faithful up to this point, so even though we wouldn't have chosen this way, we know that he's kept us in the way. And if he brought us this far, he'll take us to the end. So all these things that are going on, all the opposition that, huh? That's not a problem. This is the way we need to go. But we need a righteous response. Huh? Give no place to the devil. Huh? Well, why didn't you stand up and put her out? That's after the flesh. In due time, God will do what he's going to do. But remember from the beginning, I told you, you know, that they're trying us. Because there's spirits and things here. Y'all don't know that, huh? And I said, you know, if we were all where we need to be, they wouldn't be here. Y'all hear me? I said it from the beginning. I still say it. They're still here. See what I mean? They're still here. So that doesn't have to do with them. It has to do with us. That's what we need to realize. And some, you know, been hobnobbing with them. Not that I look to see, but I see it. You know, God have me go a certain way and I see certain things. Not that I'm not out, you know, investigating anything. That comes against my faith. That comes against me receiving. If I'm out initiating my own thoughts and ways, then that comes against me receiving from God. So I'm not out trying to investigate, see what y'all are doing, see what they're doing. I'm not doing that. If I see it, it's because God showed it to me. I'm not asking about Angela being pregnant. One of them did tell me that she was pregnant, but I didn't tell anybody else. You were with me, Brother Spencer. Yeah. I don't talk about that. It's garbage. And we shouldn't be talking about it. You understand? I don't. No. Yeah, not for edification. But when I was trying to entreat one of them, they said, yeah, you know, God's done this and a child has been consummated. Am I telling the truth, brother? See what I mean? One of their own. Not Christian. Slow bellies, liars. But I don't go around talking because it's not for edification. And we shouldn't do that. It doesn't matter either way to me. What can I do about it? I know what's in man, though. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, we need to get impregnated with this word of God. Bring forth some fruit. All right, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, God is God, and God's people have been on saying he's not God. How do we say that? We've been on saying that God's not able. How do we say that? With our murmuring and complaining and worrying and being anxious. Trying to, help God out. You see how much prompting I get about what about this, what about that. What I know, I'll tell you. But I'm not going to muddy the water by doing something else. You understand? If you know something, that's one thing. But if you, you know, acting like, well, hell, if you know it, let's tell it. You're not going to have it and use it for leverage, huh? Y'all know what leverage is, don't you? Can the blackmail? It's not like God gave me this, I'll freely give it to you. Whatever God gives us, we are to freely give. Forgiveness, love, patience, comfort. He comforted us so we can comfort Brother Spencer. He don't comfort us so we can connive and lord over him. We're comforted so we can comfort each other. Praise the Lord. Y'all going to comfort me this morning? Look lively. Act like you believe what I'm saying. Rejoice in this truth. Then you'll comfort me. But if you don't, someone else will. You don't want to strengthen me, someone else will. I'm going to endeavor to strengthen you. It's the right thing to do it. I mean, we're on the same team. Same body. Hallelujah. We shouldn't strive one against another, should we? You don't want your hand slapping your head, do you? Not naturally, but spiritually, we don't mind, right? See how spiritual we are? Since we are a body, we should do things that edify. Edify the body. In doing that, we'll do things that glorify God. And that is our purpose, to glorify God in our bodies. We have a problem with that. Because we don't want to open our mouths. We don't want to clap our hands. We don't want to, you know. We say, well, how are you doing in your body, Pastor? Y'all don't know. This is your body, right? That is only partially received. You know, and that boggles my mind. How can anybody not understand that this body correlates with the spiritual body? And that it's a present your body. It means this body. You know, that's your body. That's the one you're supposed to present. And how are you supposed to present? Here am I as a living sacrifice. Not, well, here am I, but I don't look lively when Pastor Rice preach. I don't have open. No, not like that. Present your body a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. Why would it be so difficult for us to look lively when God's trying to speak to us? This is just Antichrist. You know that, don't you? And if you don't believe God's trying to speak to you, then don't be here. Don't be double-minded. Well, Pastor, you said you wanted us to be here. Not like that. You don't believe what I'm saying. You don't believe this is of God. Then don't hurt yourself. Don't harm yourself. Don't listen to catch me in my words and then go out and talk among yourselves and say, oh, ain't Pastor Rice or Antichrist. No, I'm not Antichrist. I'm all for Jesus Christ. And you all know this bunch. They consider I'm Antichrist. Why would anybody want to hobnob with folk like that? Huh? There's a reason, you know. I wouldn't give them one iota of strength. They're talking about you too, you know. They say, Pastor Rice got all y'all deceived up there. He's moving y'all out of the way. That's what they're saying. They can agree on that. They may not be able to agree on anything else. But they all agree they should oppose me and the work that God does in me. That's what bonds them together. What can I say? I'm a prisoner. Huh? I'm doing what God would have me. I'm not resisting God at all. So they think they're coming against me, but they're not. Men don't want peace and unity. That's what God wants. Hallelujah. But in this day and hour, you find all kind of strange unions, you know. You can see it everywhere. You know, in the nation's politics, you see this nation hobnobbing with that nation, and they really have nothing in common. They're using each other. That goes on here. Are you going to use it? No, I'm not going to use you. I'm going to work some righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Because when you do it that way, it does backfire on you, you know. Don't we believe that if we dig a pit, we'll fall in it? Thank you, Jesus. So we're overcome with unbelief and doubt. We suffer from that. You know, can God, will God? You know, some folk talk about the end time like God's going to leave us behind. You know, what is this and where is that and who's that and where is that? Well, hell, if you all know, then let it be known. If you don't know, then trust God to tell you. Don't raise yourself up. Let God do it. This needs to be done. We need two witnesses. Come on, boy. You be one, you be one. No, not like that. Y'all tell me this hadn't been done. Yeah, you let God do that. If you believe God, then shut up. Sit down. Get out of the way. Don't muddy the water, you know, by saying you are or intimating that you are, you know. You know what I mean. You don't come right out and say it, but you say it. God can do his own business. But we have been on saying, well, is God able to bring forth two witnesses? God is able to do. Huh? Like Abraham, whatever he promised, he can do. Why don't you walk in that faith? So I'm not going to come up with anything, imagination of my heart, to satisfy anybody. Oh, it wouldn't satisfy. It'd come to naught. No, I wouldn't be able to appease an intellectual. I don't do that. It's not even within me. Intellectual sat around me for a while. He said, I can't do this. Because I have nothing for him. And we can't know God intellectually. We must know him by the Spirit. Not so much by facts and things we read, but what he put in us. Who he put in us. I still maintain that you do not have to be literate to know Jesus Christ. It'd probably be better if we were not. Because we begin to lean on all that stuff. And hold up our Bibles. There's nothing wrong with doing that if we do it in righteousness. If we hold them up and say, well, I know something in here that you didn't know and you didn't read this and you didn't say, not like that. Don't forget that this is a book. It's called a letter. Yeah. The stuff is on the inside. Everybody understand that? So I hold up my inside every day. I present my body. I walk as an example. Yeah, I do. Example that I believe Jesus, that I love the Lord, that I love y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
I open my book, let my light shine. We're told to do that. I don't say I've got all this book knowledge. I said Jesus lives in me. That's what I say. That's what you ought to say. Don't try to impress anybody with how well you know the Bible. Let them know how well you know Jesus. I'm amazed how Brother Ron's mother embraced us. Her name is Mary. Well, how did y'all do it, brother? I'll tell you how we didn't do it. Now, y'all, you listen to that voice there, Mary. You listen. You hear that on that speaker? Because we kept it on. You listen to that. You better believe the. We didn't do it like that. I see. I got you getting it. Hallelujah. We didn't do it like that. Well, do you believe the voice? Yeah, but not like that. And many folk do Jesus that way. You know, they go out to the heathen. Now, you live here, huh? Well, they live ungodly. Oh, you know, they won't even hear this case in the Supreme Court. Oh, we're going to be turning. What do you expect? We don't expect righteousness from the Supreme Court. So this one called evidently has got a burden, you know, for these unborn kids. There are a lot of kids already born, you know. Some don't fare so well. Maybe better if they hadn't been born. All right, then. Is that in the Bible? Yeah, it's in the book. Come on now, y'all. Somebody else want to preach? Now don't. We have time for everybody, but don't do it when I'm doing it. I shouldn't be saying anything to upset anybody. We should all be able to rejoice in this truth. It is for edification. I'm not talking about abortion. I'm talking about the cause of Jesus Christ and all the distractions and things that folk let, you know, get a hold of them. You know, we gag at the gnat and swallow the camel. Are we really concerned about how we conduct ourselves here, how we possess our vessels? Or are we just going to say, we believe Jesus is coming and let everything else go? Huh? Y'all talk to me now. Yeah, this is time to do it. What about how we ought to possess our vessels? What manner of conversation ought we? How about that? Seeing then that all these things are going to be dissolved. You know, is it a time to gender strife? Seek division? Well, we act like it. We don't know how to do the things, or we won't do the things that make for peace. I got to say it my way. I got to have the last word. Got to make sure you said it right. I'm going to say it right by the Spirit. We ought to be diligently seeking the face of God, moving with fear. The other thing he talked about was the fear of God. I heard it. Now, we're going to hear all this stuff and not let it do something in us? Why do we listen to the broadcast if we aren't going to let it get down in our heart so we can bring forth fruit? That's what the word is for, to get in your heart. Not to catch me in my words. This is so that it can get down in your heart, get down in my heart, and we may bring forth fruit. Don't y'all want to bring forth fruit? Because if you don't, guess what? I'll cut you down. That's not the word. It is the word. So we're trying to get you all dunged and dig about you a little bit. Or we can bring forth some fruit. But no, we didn't beat her up and say, you better listen to the prophet. Of course, that's been done to me. It's being done now. You know, that's to charge you. That's how the prophet's been used many times. We're doing it right, y'all. You got to hear this voice. You can't be saved. See what I mean? I'm in trouble, aren't I? Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Are we going to find something else to do to get away from that? Since it's saying on these two commandments, hang all the law and the prophets, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these is charity. Amen. Huh? Amen. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, because charity shall cover the multitude of sin. Are we going to get away from that and say, well, you know, that's not really important, Pastor, because Jesus is coming? That's what people tell me. How do they say it? With their deeds and actions and their response. Amen. With the, how they come in and, you know. We shouldn't be doing this because Brother Stewart said we should do other stuff. Well, if you believe it that way, you go do it and leave us alone. Yeah, I'm not bothering them. If that's the way they think Brother Stewart want them to do it, let them do it. I've got no problem with that. Y'all leave them alone. Don't do like they do. Yeah, we can find something else to talk about. I'm doing it now for edification, exhortation. But other than that, I'm not going to be talking about them folk. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So on one hand, we say we believe God, and then we try to act like he's not God. Be careful for nothing. Let not your heart be troubled. So, well, here we are. Brother Stewart is gone. God has forsaken us. Not so. We shouldn't act like it. We shouldn't. We should respond righteously. I mean, if Jesus lives in you, he lives in you. And I promise you, he lives in me. Christ in you. Why would y'all get upset with me telling you that? It is the hope of glory. This is stuff we need to cultivate. There are some things we need to eradicate. You know, the weeds and thorns and thistles. We need to cultivate this. Hallelujah. This good stuff. We don't need to throw this out. There's things we need to lay aside, but not this. Every weight to sin, your unbelief, or your questioning God, yeah, you need to get rid of that. Well, we're not questioning God, we're questioning you. You're questioning God. Can God use wretched men? It's his choice. He made us lower than the angels, but crowned us with glory and honor. He gave us dominion over all the works of his hand. How about that? Yeah, Christ in you. He chose the weak thing, brother. The base thing. Things despised. Things that are not. Yeah. Base. Well, faith says that God can. But we need judgment too, you know. Say, is he doing it? When's he doing it? Because what we say, yeah, he can, but he ain't doing it. Well, he is. You all are here, aren't you? You're not here to catch me in my words, are you? Maybe you're here for edification? Be strengthened, encouraged in the way? Because we've got a fight ahead of us. If we think we're going to fight and then it's going to get better, that's not so. You didn't get that from me. What you get from me is what we're going through now is to help us to go through the next. Yeah, that's what I'll tell you. We ain't seen nothing yet. It's time to get out of the flesh. Like I told Brother Kurt yesterday, I said, man, you just need to believe God. Stop saying, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. It's good that you don't know. Just believe God can help you. I said, it's time for you to stop pouting and throwing your tantrums. Act like a man. That I told you? Sure. Praise the Lord. All these electronics don't impress me. They don't impress me either. That's what we got, though. I believe God can help us do what we need to do. I believe I could do it. If God told me to do it, I'd do it. That's the faith I have in God. Not in my own ability. I don't know anything about computers. But I believe that if God told me to do it, I could do it. That's what you need, brother. Just say, I'm here in the will of God, so I'm well able. And as much as you complain and murmur, then you're saying God ain't able to help. And he's a very present help. Amen. To this point, he's helped you. No need to look at your own ability. Yeah. No, that's a distraction. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God. Look happy, sister, and not of ourselves. You understand? Our sufficiency is of God. So we don't have to worry about, our ability and our intelligence or any of that stuff. We need to be concerned about our faith in God. Yeah, if you have trouble with me, it's maybe about my ability. I don't have any. That's what qualifies me. Agenda, I don't have any. That qualifies me. Cliques and cohorts, I don't have any. That's what qualifies. Own agenda, don't have any. That's what qualifies me. I maintain that I'm here because of those qualifications. Didn't seek to be here. God looked out and said, a man in whom there is no guile, not seeking his own. Love me and the things of God. Yeah. That's right. Now, you may not believe it. I'm telling the truth. We think maybe he should send out some inquiries. You put an application there. I was moping this down here at Remay and some at Peterbilt. I'll put your applications in. That's not how God does it. John didn't put in no resume. Not Ezekiel or Gideon, Joshua. God chose these men. Brother Stair, God chose them. Now we're going to leave off now and say, well, God don't do the choosing anymore. No, that's not right. He chose you. God's own choosing. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad God chose you? Yeah. To give you an inheritance. To beautify the meek with salvation. To give you good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, y'all act like you want to rejoice in here. That's the right thing to do. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And we might ask, well, when should we rejoice? Always. In your tribulations? When your brother defrauds you? When your neighbor forsake you? Brother betray you? In it? All the time. Especially in tribulation. Yeah, we will be joyful in all of our tribulation. James said, count it all joy. Is that right? Well, we're certainly in tribulation. We ought to be joyful. Brother James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. It works patience because we need it. Enemy's coming for it. He wants to wear us out. So, well, ain't no sense in gathering with the saints. Ain't no sense in praying. Ain't no sense in going to the tabernacle. No sense in trying to get along with Rod, we don't say, hell no. You ain't wearing out my patience. I need it to possess my soul. And here's the faith and the patience of the saints. They're in your face. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be not weary in well doing. We can't praise God. We can't show up. Come on, saints. We're well able. Yeah. Cast off those heavy bands. Lift up them holy hands. Let all God's people praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a writing in the book. Dave said, I'll praise him in the morning. He said, I'll praise him in the noonday. Praise him at the going down of the sun. Then he covered it all. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord and he heard me, delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will not be defeated. Though Satan rages, he is raging. Though Satan rages, we will not be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, got him stirred up evidently. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How did we do that? Well, we went to the tabernacle and we worshiped God. We observed, you know, the Feast of Tabernacles and talked about an earnest expectation. So they raged. How about it? We're still going to observe the Feast of Tabernacles. Still going to have an earnest expectation. Hallelujah. Because the God we serve is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could even ask or think. Well, Pastor, the Bible said that the righteous scarcely shall be saved. That's not because of God's power. That's because of our wretchedness. But we will be saved. Hallelujah. But we will be saved. We will be saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, all that are saved are scarcely saved. Yeah, that's not just me, that's you too. But we're saved. That's why we rejoice. Yeah, our names are written in heaven. So what if we don't get our own way? Small price to pay. Must be paid though. There's no way we're going to get our way and get into the kingdom. Our way is corrupt. No matter how highly we think of it, we are deceived. There's nothing that initiates from us that's any good. That's why God gives us his spirit. That's why he makes us new creatures, so we could bring forth good stuff. If it initiates from you, it's no good. Your own initiative, no good. God gives us the good stuff so we could use it, so we can walk in it. We were in darkness, he shines a light. Not 5 miles ahead, step by step. Lamp unto my feet, light into my path. Not spotlighted, no. Because we walk by faith. And God always shows you the next step. Don't tell me that he don't. Yes, he will. He'll show you the next step. You'll be required to take it. You won't be able to change the order. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Spencer said that Overline's not doing well. She's a little sick. So he told her to call in for prayer. He said, well, you need to do it. So we'll be listening. Y'all want to call in for prayer? I do. Brethren, pray for me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I want to call in for prayer. I need prayer. We need prayer. Not complaining now. We're quick to do one and not the other. But man ought always complain, huh? I didn't get it right. Man ought always pray and not faint. Not say, it's no use. Why should we pray? What profit is it if we pray? We shouldn't do it like that. Well, sometimes seem like they don't get off the ground. We still ought to pray. I heard the brother preaching said, no matter how you pray, even if it's according to your will, it's going to be contested. Even if it's according to God's will, it will be contested. But it won't be prevented. Yeah, God hears your cry.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Look like we lost one of our soldiers. Restore, Lord. Restore. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's how it is, you know. Sometimes there's wounded soldiers, casualties. Sure. We're in war. All right, I'm about done. I'm just looking at my notes at submitting to the righteousness of God. No, but you're proud, lusting after position and lusting after having your own way. We're all familiar with that. And he talked about the fear of God, and that's understanding that God can put you in hell. This is the fear of God. Hmm? Yeah. Don't fear man. All he can do is destroy your body. I'll tell you who you ought to fear. Fear God. After he destroyed your body, you can put your soul in hell. This is the fear of God. Not, oh, I can do anything and whatever. We're saved as we obey God. That we have the right to become sons of God. As long as we continue in his word, then are we his disciples indeed. No one's going to be saved in unbelief. That's just not possible. We're saved as long as we believe God. Not as long as we have positions. As long as we believe God. This is called faith in God. We're fighting to keep the faith through the tribulations, through the contradictions, through the oppositions. Because there's plenty of them. Hallelujah. One of the songwriters said, nobody said it would be easy. But there's another way to look at it. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. That means when we're yoked up with Jesus and we're doing it according to righteousness, it's easy yoke. We're going to do it in our own strength. Unbelief, wavering, double-minded. Yeah, it's wavering, transgressor is hard. I remember Jacob. Jacob said, man, I'll serve you 7 years. I like that little pretty, what's it, Rachel? Well, he served for 7 years. Guess what? He didn't get the pretty Rachel. Old double-handed Laban said, man, that's not our custom. We don't do that. We don't give the younger before we give the elder. That's just not our custom. You can have Rachel, but you have to serve 7 more years. Jacob said it was just like a day. Huh? You see what I mean? So this is what we're going to... Light afflictions. Huh? Yeah, the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy to be compared. Now, we need to believe that. Not just say it. I mean, we need to let it shine through on our face. And in our dealing with one another. You understand?
Hallelujah.
This little stuff is not even worthy to be... Not even worthy to be compared. Not even worthy to be compared. With the glory that shall be revealed in us. So be sober and hope to the end. For that grace that is to be brought forth at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, so we'll gather again for service in the tabernacle tomorrow at 10. And we'll see where to go from there. But the last great day is Monday. It would be good if we all had a desire to say, let's go to the tabernacle then. You know, I can say, well, we're going to the tabernacle. It'd be good if we all had a desire. Oh, Pastor, I love that we would all gather there on that last great day. It would be good, huh? Some don't even desire to go when we're supposed to go. Prayer at 7, well, I don't really desire. But we need to have a desire. Huh? Yeah. Because if we had a desire when we got there, we'd have good response. We wouldn't show up and say, well, Here I am. No? We don't get any of that? I'm telling you we do. You tell me they want to be there? It's good they're there. Maybe they can, you know. Sure. It's like a subjection. It's not what's required. It might help us to get there. What's required is submission. That means you get out of the way. Subjection is, yeah, I'm doing it, but I really don't want to do it. I don't have not full consent. I'm just doing it, you know, just because, just to get by here. That's subjection. Brother Starr often said that's where most of us were. Yes, he did. He said, but that's good, you know, but we need to go on to perfection. We're not going to get around it. Yes, submission is the way of God. It is also the power of God. So, yeah, may God give us a desire to, let's gather on that last great day. Then it would be profitable, you know. We show up under duress like some do here, or just to punch a ticket. God doesn't accept that. We shouldn't even offer it to him. You working for John Deere, you wouldn't offer them that tainted stuff. We offer God anything. Lame, torn, sick, blind. Yeah, we do. Of course, he doesn't accept. Praise the Lord, saints. Trying to get to the end. Why? It's better than beginning. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll probably continue this at another time. But I woke up this morning. The Lord woke me up. With my mind stayed on Jesus. How do you do it? Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. That's how I wake up every morning. And then I continue like that. Y'all think I'm saying it for fun. This is how I do it. I say, thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. He never failed me. Angela, I always find some meal in my barrel. I always find some oil in my cruise. Well, whatever God has me to do, he enables me. Yeah, I just believe God. I don't look at my own ability, Brother Phil. That has nothing to do with anything. I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Some are watching the clock on me, brother. Nevertheless. Hallelujah. Don't give me the hook, brother. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They did it with Brother Starr, too. There were folk with Brother Starr would preach, they go find something to do. Yeah, they would. The real spiritual ones would do it. Yes, they would. One you said right over there. I'm not going to call any names, but y'all know. Did we receive instruction by it or not? Some did, some didn't. Some fell into the same deal. Brother Starr would preach and they would look down and look far off and, No? Praise the Lord, saints. Prophet said one time, oh, whoa, my leanness. One place it say in the wilderness, he gave them what they wanted, but they lost what they had. He put leanness in their soul. And we've got some of that here. Lean souls, that mean things of God don't rejoice our heart. We'd rather do something else. That's leanness. You can't rejoice in the truth. That's lean. Oh, be glad when he gets done. That's leanness. We don't have any of that? Sadly, we do. Leanness. I found thy words and I did eat them. That's all right. I guess it's better to wash dishes than sit down with the saints. See, they're going to mock me still. I told y'all going to try. I don't know why anybody would want to wash dishes now. You know, what they're telling me is I really don't savor this stuff. That's not the right way. Huh? Yeah, I'm telling the truth now. We talked about this before. We said I'm going to talk for about an hour. And we should find an occasion to be here.
Right.
Some started out here and they're not here. Hmm? I don't deserve this honor. I would do the same if you were doing it. This is how I submit myself, see. Yeah, I would. Yes, I would. But some won't do it because, well, they look at me after the flesh. Some say, well, if Brother Stair was here, I'd do it. But some didn't do it for him either. Leanness. Proud. Arrogant. Self-seeking. Lovers of their own selves. See what I mean? Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. See, some really don't esteem this very essential. This is warfare. I mean, this outdoes all your complaining and murmuring. Yet right here, what we're doing right now, is more profitable than all your murmuring and complaining and backbite. Yes, it is. But see, some don't consider it that way. We need to wash dishes. We need to make cheese. We shouldn't do that. Even after I entreat them, it still happens. I would make sure I make cheese around this. I'd wash dishes around this. Because God has times and seasons. They're not going to match up with ours. No, they are. No, no, no. He's going to do things in his time. And we really don't want to miss the time of his visitation. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for using this community, Father, with the power of God. You started it all with the prophet. Thank you, Father. You continue it, and it will do what you said it would do. Thank you, Father. You're so good. You're so good to Israel. Thank you. Thank you for all things, this people, this time, and this place. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. I have an earnest expectation. I want to be saved.
Amen.
And I believe that there are a few here that want to be saved.
Amen.
And my desire, my prayer is that we all come to that. That we want to be saved.
Hallelujah.
That we want to be what God wants us to be.
Yes.
That we yield to God and let God be God.
Yes.
There's great safety in that. We want to be, because God wants to save us. We just need to agree with it and say save. But we'll need to want that more than our positions and getting our own way. You understand? Getting our own way is just destruction. We still seek after it, though. We're going to justify it, but, you know, we must mortify by the Spirit the deeds of the flesh. The old man must be crucified. We must put him off that we may put on the new man. The new man delights in the word of God. He rejoices in the truth. Yes, he does. He renewed day by day. He's not weary. No, 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 no. He's not nonchalant. No, no, no. He's not double-minded. No, he's fervent. Yeah. He's hopeful. He's joyful. He's faithful. He won't fit over the old man, though. Hallelujah. All right. Lord bless you, saints.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We got our prayer.